There's so much to see and do around Ballarat and Western Victoria, and just up the road in the beautiful town of Ararat, you'd probably be familiar with J Ward. Now, it's a former jail, and I still can't get over this term, a lunatic asylum. Can you believe we use those words? It's quite bizarre, but it's an absolutely fascinating spot. Of course, it's had a bit of a touch-up during 2020, but the good news is they've got some cash to do things a little bit differently at J Ward. Let's find out what is going on as we catch up with the CEO of the Ararat Rural City Council, Dr. Tim Harrison. Tim, good morning.
G'day, Brett. How are you?
Mate, I'm really well. Nice to have you back on the show. Tourism in Ararat and the Grampians during 2020, how would you describe it in a word?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tough year. That's more than a word, I know, Brett, but it's been a tough one for our tourism operators. And so we certainly haven't had anywhere near the volume of Australian or international tourists around the place. So
yeah,
it's hit those sectors pretty hard indeed.
The Ring of Steel, of course, a thing of past. Have people been venturing beyond Ballarat and into your neck of the woods?
Absolutely. No, it's been fantastic to see a whole lot of our familiar faces and our regional tourists coming back. Also, Melbourne people are starting to come back as well, so it's really good to see, Brett.
Yeah, good news. Hey, tell me a bit about the history of this fascinating place that you guys own at the Ararat Rural City Council, J Ward. When did it actually close?
Yeah, it's really interesting because it looks very old, I've got to say.
Yeah.
But it actually closed in 1991, which...
Wow.
Certainly in the memory of most of us. So it's only fairly recently closed, to be honest, in the scheme of things.
Mm. I had Sean Duffy on the boss of Ballarat Community Health before, who's trained as a psychiatric nurse, and he told me, which blew me away, that he actually did his training there back in 1989, and he used the word spooky.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good word, actually. It's certainly atmospheric, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what's your thoughts when you wander around J Ward? Do you get the tingles as well, Dr. Tim?
Oh, yeah, you get the tingles a bit, don't you? It's certainly got an atmosphere about it. It's a fascinating place, though. And it's well worth a visit.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, because we've spoken so much about mental health this year and looking after ourselves and asking, the man in the street, are you okay, and all that sort of stuff. This doesn't in any way point fun at those with a mental health issue. In fact, it really explores some of the, how would you describe them, some of the bizarre ways of the past, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, I think, Brett, it's certainly the aim is not to poke fun at people at all. It's it handles things very sensitively. The volunteers there are a wonderful group of people, and they manage the facility in a very sensitive way. And they certainly lay bare some of the strange practices of the past, but they do that in a very sensitive and caring way, and I think it's very impressive the way they do that work, actually.
Tim, when I had a look around a few years ago, one of the things that struck me was that the ailments that some people had weren't even close to a mental health condition.
No, it's interesting, isn't it? The thing that we once upon a time thought were mental health conditions were now pretty straightforward things, and it's very strange the way we've seen things. It's amazing how far we've come, I guess, isn't it, Brett?
Oh, it sure is. Thank goodness we have. Checking out some of those metal implements of surgery when I was there, frightening stuff.
It was pretty dark stuff, wasn't it?
You use the word dark, Tim. It's described as dark tourism. Is this a segment sort of Ararat's going to grab hold of and run with?
Yeah, look, it's certainly a segment that Ararat has a couple of entrees into. We've got J Ward, as you said earlier, the old jail and lunatic asylum, as it's known. And we've also got Aradale as well, which has a dark tourism aspect to it as well, which was, of course, a very, very large mental health facility that operated in Ararat for a long period of time.
Tim, are there any other plans for the actual J Ward and Aradale site? I mean, it's a massive building, massive piece of land. Are you guys sort of looking at it thinking, actually, there's further opportunity here?
Look, we recently got a grant, Brett, for $9,000 from the state government, I believe, Stay Connected program.
Yep.
And that's giving council opportunity to work with a technology company, Macutech, to develop an interactive self-guided tour, J Ward. So it's going to be 360-degree imaging and a whole range of other things done so that people can actually get an experience of J Ward from their lounge room.
This is terrific. This is going to open up J Ward as a tourism icon globally, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I guess the hope there from the friends of J Ward who run the facility would be people in Melbourne or London or wherever they see it, see this and think, well, if I'm in Australia or if I'm in Ararat, I must go and visit. So the aim is hopefully it flows on to ongoing visitation physically as well.
In a weird way, this is another small piece of good news that's come off the back of the pandemic.
Yeah, look, I think what we need to do with the pandemic is look for all the silver linings to the experience. It was certainly pretty difficult for people, but there are some good opportunities emerging as we move through the recovery phase, and just one of them, you know, this grant from the government is really good because it does give us the opportunity to do something different and reimagine how Jay Wood works as a tourist attraction moving forward as well.
When do you reckon we'll be able to do this 360 virtual reality thing at Jay Ward, Tim?
Work's going to start very, very soon. And hopefully we'll have that up and running before too much longer.
Yeah, okay. And that can complement the 15,000 annual visitors you get to Jay Ward.
Yeah, absolutely. And that 15,000 is a great number of people, you know. I guess just from Ballarat perspective, well, I've got the opportunity, you know, Ararat's only an hour away down the highway. We've got a lot of great things to come and see and do here. Jay Ward, you know, it's a really great attraction. You can come down, you can have coffee at one of our great cafes, visit a winery and duck into Jay Ward, and that's a very nice day for people from Ballarat.
So hey, you're absolutely right. Now, I'm going to hit you with a tourist attraction I bet you didn't know you had, Dr. Tim.
Okay, let's go.
A quiet Vic Roads office.
It's
actually true. I know a few people in our networks who've made the trip to beautiful Ararat because they can't be bothered lining up out the door here in Ballarat.
I reckon that's a good thing. I must put that on the agenda for the
publicise. Get your marketers onto it, Tim. That's for you free of charge today, okay?
Thanks, Brent. You're a great bloke.
And you've got a couple of decent wineries around Ararat and the Grampians too, haven't you?
More than a couple. Yeah, we've got some great wineries.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, Dr. Tim, been great to get you on the program today. We look forward to following the new interactive virtual project at Jay Ward with interest and checking it out when it goes live in the next month or two. Tim Harrison, thanks so much for your time on Ballarat Today.
Thanks, Brett.